5. Fimolo stood where he was, on the far side of the bridge. His hands were still clasped in front of him, but he no longer looked like Stephen King. He now wore the long, yellow-complexioned face of an old man who is dying slowly and not well. What hair he had was a dirty gray rather than luxuriant black. His skull was a peeling garden of eczema. His cheeks, chin, and forehead were lumped with pimples and open sores, some pustulating and some bleeding. "What are you, really?" Roland asked him.
"A Hume, just as you are," said Fimolo resignedly. "Rando Thoughtful was my name during my years as the Crimson King's Minister of State. Once upon a time, however, I was plain old Austin Cornwell from upstate New York. Not the Keystone World, I regret to say, but another. I ran the Niagara Mall at one time, and before that I had a successful career in advertising. You might be interested to know I worked on accounts for both Nazala and the Takuro Spirit."
Susanna ignored this bizarre and unexpected resume. "So he didn't have his top boy beheaded after all," she said. "What about the 3 Stephen Kings?"
"Just a glamour," said the old man.
"Are you going to kill me? Go ahead. All I ask is that you make quick work of it. I'm not well, as you must see." "Was any of what you told us true?" Susanna asked. His old eyes looked at her with watery amazement.
"All of it was," he said,
and advanced onto the bridge where 2 other old men, his assistants, once upon a time, she had no doubt, lay sprawled.
"All of it, anyway, save for one lie. And this."
He kicked the baskets over so that the contents spilled out.